Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
So we were talking about feral cats, which was a really cool story by Lindsay and DNA Info, but we're expanding a little bit about felines in general. It's National Cat Day, right?
It's National Cat Day.
And we've got a big, I shouldn't speak for him. Gunter, are you a cat lover?
I was a cat lover all my life and a dog lover.
So you like all animals?
Oh yeah. And I live out in the country where you really need a cat and a dog. But anyhow, first of all, I'd like to give you the right temperature according to my reading. It's 55. 65.
Thank you, Gunter. We love when you update the temperature.
65 in O'Hare. Now, I don't think it's going to be quite that warm today.
Okay.
But anyhow, and I tell you what, my experience is that cats, they usually kill them and take them apart, and they only eat certain things, and then they're flaming them. And that's what cats do, mice or rats.
So they don't eat the whole thing?
They don't eat the whole thing. Usually they'll eat the head and everything, go, they just cut them apart and then eat the middle. And I don't know exactly what they're eating. Just like we, when you put your meat, a pork or something like that, you know. And that cat does the same thing. Sometimes they don't even open up. If you feed them good, that they have enough food in their belly, they just kill them and leave them lay. And you have to clean it up.
That's my thing. I would appreciate if the cat just did everything.
No, that's the fun. You can do it. Just don't think about it. Just take a shovel and a little stick and throw them in the garbage.
Gunter. No. You're not solving the problem. A dead rat or a live rat. I don't want any rat. It's a rat. It's there.
Either, but when you do that, God gave us everything like that. There's nothing we can do about it.
Can we train these feral cats to kill it and do whatever and then pick it up and throw it in the garbage?
They won't do that. No, you have to probably make them drunk.
Make them drunk?
Yeah, then they might do everything for you.
So instead of milk, you put out rum chata for the cats?
No. You know what? I heard once from a veteran, milk is not the best thing to give a cat.
No.
What is?
Many times you give half water and half milk, or just water, and they're just like a bird that drink the water.
Okay.
Yeah, they get lactose intolerant once they get adults.
If you give them water, they might be more tolerant to kill the bad animals.
Well, good. Do it. I just wish cats would just take care of this. If we're going to give you a heating blanket, you better just get rid of these
right?
things.
I don't even have a heating blanket. Come on.
I like to say hello to my good friend Newsman, okay?
Okay.
Have a good morning.
Thank you, Gunter.
By coincidence, I woke up. So
perfect.
It works out.
Thank God we would have been lost. We would have been lost without you, Gunter.
And you know what? November 19th is our 60th anniversary.
Oh, wonderful. Yay. Thank you so much, Gunter.
I prepare right now a lot of German food every day, little by little, so I'll be done by the 18th.
Very good.
All right, have a good morning.
You too, Gunter.
Bye-bye.
I am in love with whatever just happened right there. That
was
incredible. Gunter's amazing.
We've known Gunter up here for many, many years.
Gunter.
Yes.
A fine Italian man?
Yeah. Yeah. He's wonderful. We have nice conversations when he calls to correct me on my O'Hare temperature because he lives out that way.
Okay.
And every time he calls up, he says, they're wrong.
Well, the Germans, they're pretty good with that stuff, Roger. So
they're very accurate.
And he lives there.
I'm surprised he doesn't call you to correct you on the time. That would be very German of him.
Well, I don't know. And I'm part German. I'm 50% German.
Look at you.
Yeah.
So we should train these feral cats to get sticks and little pitchforks. And
no.
Pick it up. Play. Do what you're going to do with it.
Yeah,
and then throw it judging. In the garbage.
Yeah, please. And take the garbage out. That'd be nice,
we'll
too.
We'll give them a little, like, kitty garbage. That's
the separate one. Yeah.
Can they put their paw on the bottom foot thing and flip it up and toss it in?
How adorable would that be? Oh.
That would be good.
So with this whole thing with the feral cats, there is a brewery that has some that they put them to work.
Mm-hmm.
So they're hanging around the brewery and doing their cat rat thing.
Empirical Brewery, and they actually named them after the Ghostbusters.
Yes, they're majestic looking cats.
So it's National Cat Day, and we have some facts here about cats. And that's probably so you have a cat, right? You didn't used to be a cat person though, right?
No, I didn't like cats for a very long time, and then I became in love with this one cat. That's not my cat. It was a whole other cat.
You've cheated on your cat?
No, I found a cat, gave it to a woman who I thought it was her cat. It was not her cat, but then she kept it. And then I was like, oh, I kind of like that cat. Mm-hmm. And then she referred me to another stray cat. And that's the one that is now my cat.
Okay.
So
you got referred a referral service?
Because I was like, oh, bummer, I can't have that cat. And she's like, no, but there's this other cat that needs it. And I was like, okay.
Oh, I thought you meant that a cat referred you to another cat. That's what I thought you'd say.
That one goes, you can't have me, but this this cat over here needs a home.
Cats apparently spend 30 to 50% of their day grooming themselves. Do you agree?
Yeah,
I guess that's a fact. So
it's kind of it's not gross, but I have a problem because my cat will be licking her paws, and you just hear this like...
Yeah, yeah.
Right behind my head.
It's like, all cool. The time.
Thanks. Okay.
Just because a cat is purring doesn't mean it's happy. Ooh, interesting. I thought that always meant a good thing. But they purr when they're sick, stressed, hurt, and giving birth.
Oh, great.
Well, when a cat's giving birth, it could be anything. If that cat's purring, it's going to be like that TLC show, I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant. I didn't know my cat was pregnant. It's purring, and all of a sudden...
My cat's purring.
My cat's pregnant. Scientists don't know why cats purr, except for when they're pregnant. But one hypothesis is that the sound of the purring, which is between 25 and 150 hertz, can improve bone density and promote healing. Okay.
Oh, I have seen that.
You've seen it?
No, not like the...
You've seen the bone density?
They healed someone's bone, broken bone. Mm-hmm. No, I just heard that story, yeah. So I'm just wondering, what do you just keep them on you and the vibrations go and how it works?
I don't know. Clearly, I don't know. I didn't know if cats ate birds, so clearly I don't know much about their bone density.
Like, what do they do?
Do you give your cat catnip? Is that a food, or do you just kind of rub it all over its face? I don't know how this works.
So it looks like dry. It looks like marijuana.
Okay. and then they act like they're on marijuana.
Right. So they kind of get like high, drunk. Some of it, like mine, just calms down. I've seen some cats freak out and they just start getting really playful.
My friends that smoke pot, some of them go crazy and some of them just calm down.
It's
so
cat weed.
You wave like a feather on a stick at them and they jump off their legs.
My friends, yes, I do that. Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Interesting. The catnip thing I never really understood too much. Okay, but a lot of them don't respond to it. Let's see. Chances are your cats hate music. Huh.
Oh, I can attest to that.
Really?
Mine hates Lady Gaga when I sing it.
When you sing it,
I'm
okay.
Not joking.
Really?
I was, I think Bad Romance, when that came out, I remember seeing it in my shower. My cat came into the shower. Like, she stuck her head behind the curtain. She was, like, pawing at the... I'm like, what is going on? She freaked out because I was singing Lady Gaga.
Interesting.
I think it's just
Bad Romance.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of a cat-related Lady Gaga song.
She wasn't digging it at all.
Maybe it was certain frequencies you were hitting.
I think so.
That she just didn't care for.
I mean, whenever I'm on Nick D's show, we play pop-up video, the board game, and I have to sing sometimes, and I do say that the feral cats come running. So.
The title of the history's craziest cat man might go to Abraham Lincoln. Mary Todd Lincoln was once asked if her husband had any hobbies, and her response was cats.
What?
That's cats, exclamation point.
Oh, I knew I liked him for some reason.
And, you know, the Emancipation Proclamation and cats.
Cats.
Civil War and cats.
Can you imagine he hid them in his stovepipe hat? Or there'd be so many cats, and he'd have his head on, and then, like, the hat would fall off, and there's a cat.
Oh, yeah. That's
Abraham.
Are you happy to see me, or is that a cat in the hat?
That's where Cat in the Hat came from. It was from Abraham Lincoln. That was the inspiration behind the whole thing. I didn't know. Do you know what the name of a group of kittens born to one mama cat is, if it's purring? Do you know what it's called?
No.
It's called a Kindle.
Aww. I wonder if that's where
the name comes from. I don't know.
It's got a big screen?
I don't know. It purrs at you.
It purrs.
Okay, the Guinness Book of World Records. We're just reading cat facts right now. This is what this show has devolved into.
It's National Cat Day.
They don't award the world's fattest pets since they don't want to encourage that. That's a good thing. But in 2003, a Siamese cat named Katie was a serious contender. She lived in Russia, was given hormones to stop her mating. The treatment had an unintended side effect. It dramatically increased her appetite, and the hungry kitty ballooned to 50 pounds.
Oh.
Poor cat.
Poor kitty. Have you seen some, though? They're the size of, like, medium-sized dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like Cocker Spaniels. It's frightening.
They're like a... They look like a cheese wheel, eventually, some of these cats. Not to bring it back to cheese. But a big lump.
And then it's so sad yet funny when they walk. They kind of like doom, they doom. They do like the elephant music behind them.
Yeah,
it's so cute, but it's so bad because they're overweight.
And the world's oldest living cat, and this is something that's fascinating. So my parents got their cats before they were married. So they were married in 1977. So they were probably got the cats like when they were 70 in 1974. Those cats did not die until 1999. Our cats were 25 years old when they passed. They were brothers, Tiger and Teddy, an orange cat and a black cat, and they were brothers, and they died 36 hours apart. We were very happy because it was, Teddy died first. I'll never forget. My dad pulled out of the garage, and there was Teddy. He would sleep sometimes under the car, probably for a little bit more warm. Mm-hmm. And my dad saw the cat, and he's like, oh, my God, did I run over Teddy? But no, it was just in the middle, and Teddy had passed away in the night. And then poor Tiger just wouldn't eat anymore, and it was too poor. I'm going to make you cry. I'm sorry.
He died of a broken heart.
He died of a broken heart. Tiger did.
What was his brother?
He loved his brother, I know. You know what's sad about that, too, is that my parents got two of them, and there was a third brother, and they didn't get it, and they regretted not getting the third brother forever. So, but they're in cat heaven. I mean, 25 years.
That's a long time
for a cat. And like I said, I think they started as indoor cats, and then my parents would put them outside because I think they really liked it. They roamed around and they ate, or no, they didn't eat, they ate parts of rats. But Tiger would follow us to elementary school. Like, almost the entire way to school, like half a mile, and still get home. I mean, that's incredible.
It's like a movie.
It is. So as for the world's oldest living cat, they weren't my cats, but not too far away. A Siamese cat named Scooter is 30 years old and lives in Mansfield, Texas with his owner. 30 years old is her cat.
Do they go by dog years, like the 7 years?
I don't know. You're the cat person. I don't know.
I couldn't tell you. I don't. My cat's just old.
There are actually way more cat facts. How many pages of cat facts
do we
have?
They are an interesting breed.
There's a lot of cat facts. If you have any interesting facts about your cat, give us a call, 312-981-7200, or send us a text. We're also going to talk about Halloween. Oh, and I should mention, at the top of the hour, we're going to talk to Jim Mowry. He was at the last three games of the 1945 World Series and was there tonight.
Nice.
So we're going to talk to him then. So he must be the bad luck charm. But we're going to talk to him about that. Yeah, exactly. Here on 720 WGN. That doesn't sound right, Esmeralda. We're trying to figure out if there's cat years. And Gunter called in again. He says it's 9-1, 9 lies for a year. Mm-hmm. But that would make that 270, like you said, 270.
He's 270 years old.
That can't be right.
He's a wit. Your cats were wizards.
Qualify for Medicare?
Yeah.
Medicat? I mean, there's got to be jokes there.
Yuck.
There's got to be jokes there. 312-981-7200. We're talking Cubs, Halloween, and cats. That's really what this show has broken down into.
The three C's.
The three C's. What was I reading? That cats don't always land on their feet when they fall. But the paws do end up touching the ground at some point.
They have to be, they'll land easier if it's really up high, because they have more time to figure things out.
Yeah.
Than if it's
that's really short.
Closer to the ground, yeah.
This is interesting. On October 18th, 1963, French scientists used a rocket to launch the first cat into space.
That cat was not happy. I'll tell you that much.
Can you imagine?
I was angry.
I remember my cats didn't like when the dryer went off, let alone being shot into space at 25,000 miles an hour.
Do you think they put a little helmet on it?
I bet they did. You should
in a little space suit. cute.
Oh, the feline's name was Felicette. Felicette, I'm sure it's a French word. Felicia.
Oh, and then it's a French cat to boot.
And she made it safely to the ground following parachute descent.
Oh, my gosh. How adorable would that have been?
I think that they mean... I bet there was a capsule that parachuted down, not just that they had a little parachute on the cat that came down from space. I can't believe that one. I won't believe everything on the...
That cat, again, that cat must have been real angry when it got out of wherever it got out of.
There's a Halloween touch to all this. And, again, it's National Cat Day, which is why we're talking about this. Nobody quite knows why cats or black cats are considered to be bad luck. But the myth has persisted across civilizations for centuries. Felines with dark fur became linked with the devil during the Middle Ages. And when the Black Death pandemic ravaged Europe in the mid-14th century, superstitious individuals responded by killing off the black cat population.
Oh, no. FYI, Black Cat Day, 27th of October, okay. So we missed it.
Oh, bye. Little did they know that vermin carried the deadly disease and the rodent-eating cats actually helped curb its spread, of course.
Yeah.
Feral cats, to the rescue. Don't kill them all, otherwise it's going to spread. Black cats eventually became associated with witches because women accused of practicing black magic tended to adopt alley cats as companion. I could see that. Witches would be cat ladies. That sounds...
Well, and I like the idea that they are picking up these forgotten animals because probably witches aren't liked by many.
No.
And neither are the feral cats.
All right, Sue, you say you have some information for us about feral cats, right?
Yeah. I'm a biologist, kind of, retired.
Oh, okay.
But feral cats, they'll usually go after the babies, not necessarily the adults. So they'll kill the adults to get to the nest of the baby rat. And they also do that they'll go after baby rabbits and the baby birds, too.
So they will eat the babies, they just eat them whole, not to get too graphic here, but they just...
I don't think they eat them like sushi one night,
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. Sue, you got to understand, I'm so dumb when it comes to science and biology.
Well, no, they go for the soft belly first.
Right.
So, you know.
Okay. I find this fascinating. I don't know if other people do. Or they're all grossed out by this. I'm like, ooh, interesting.
What are the details of these cats?
All right, Sue. So they kill the adults to go for the baby. Oh, that makes sense. You're going, obviously, for the weakest ones.
God, they kind of sound like villains.
Yeah.
They do kind of sound.
I have a friend out in Mesa, Arizona, that she traps the feral cats and takes them to a veterinarian where they spay them and give them shots and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then they turn them loose back into the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's what this organization does, too, that right. We were talking about earlier because of the exploding rat population in Chicago. All right, Sue, thanks for the call. Now we have Susan. I think everyone that's called into the show today has been named Sue. Susan, I gotta take this call. You have a cat that wants to say hello?
Yeah, she. If you don't pay attention to her, she'll be meowing. Then all of a sudden... Clear as a bell. It just started like about 6 months ago. She's 18 years old. Hello?
No.
I've heard cats that meow and they kind of sound like words.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Can you get her to do it right now?
Yeah. Oh, no. She's sleeping.
Well, wake her up if she says no. Hey, if that cat could say hello.
Sneaky bed.
No.
But the other thing is she loves to wear clothes.
Okay.
I got a Wonder Woman costume for her.
Oh, good. That is really cute. All right, Susan, thanks for the call. Don't call again until you wake up your cat for it to say hello. I'm just kidding, Susan. We appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Catastrophic.
Good one, Susan.
Cataclysmic?
You're
catastrophe.
You are on top of it. All right, Susan, thanks so much for the call.
This is peachy, by the way.
Okay. 312-981. Thank you so much for calling. 7200. I mean, if you say you got a cat that says hello, and you're calling into a radio station, how do you not have that queued up ready to go?
There is a video of a cat that it sounded like he was saying, Olong Johnson. I don't know if you ever remember that video.
Right.
But it kind of did. Yeah. It's just the meows and the yowls kind of sounded like words.
I think we like to pretend our animals do things that they don't actually do, because it makes us feel really good.
and makes us happy.
They're
I don't know.
Special little animals.
All I'm saying is if you're going to call a radio station, you say, my cat says hello. You better put that cat on the damn phone and say hello to all of us. Is that a crazy request? Roger, I mean, that is just, that is Radio 101.
Should have made the cat call.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know how you don't have that cat ready to go. I looked at the phone and I said, Susan's cat wants to say hello. And I was like, I was so proud of it. Okay.
Wait real quick. Listen to this.
What? Go again. What are we listening
to? It's a cat. It's a cat saying that.
What is it saying?
Olong Johnson.
What the heck is happening on this program?
See, cats can talk.
What, but what is Olong Johnson?
I don't know. It's just nonsense meows.
So it's evolved to a six-month-old baby? Call me when you got your cat saying hello. If I am going to see on the telephone screen, cat wants to say hello, that cat better be saying hello, meowing hello.
Hello, John Hanson.
Yes.
I am a cat, and I'd like to say this to you.
Doesn't need, just John would be fine. Hello, John. You don't have to say Hanson. Ages are hard to form. I understand that. But just say hello, John. If we got a cat saying Olong Johnson, which makes no sense, and Sue's going to have her cat call us... I better say hello. I'm sorry. This is an audio format, okay? That's like having someone come on TV and be like, my dog is going to swim around the lake and then just saying, well, it does it, but I'm not going to show it to you.
Trust me.
You brought me to the well, Sue. You better bring me the water, okay? That's all I'm saying. This is Chicago's very own 720 WG Chicago.
Are you sure?
I don't know. But you know what I mean, Roger? That is such a tease.
I know. Seriously.
You better wake that damn cat up.
Get that cat away.
Get that cat.
Now.
Yeah. Shake a little rat in front of it and wake that cat up and put it on his heating pad and make it say hello.
Give him a smoking jacket.
Yeah,
give him
exactly.
A little wine. And have him call.
Exactly.